Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
And we're still in person in the same studio.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all so close to me.
So close. I love it.
So close. I can see you.
Right now.
It's a force field.
Okay. My sister.
Oh, so I was going with closer than close. Ooh. I was going for like
who is that?
Love Zone, midnight, you know, Quiet Storm vibes.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Okay, or not.
My seductive voice then.
Okay.
Oh, I'm WBLS.
Oh. Yeah, I was giving WBLS.
Cutest thunderstorm. Like, as always, like, rate, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Write in like you would the Quiet Storm, okay. To the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. We've been reading your reviews.
Thank you. We appreciate them.
Y'all left a funny one.
Yeah, we are. I am receiving the feedback.
We all are.
Basically, I talk too much.
what was the title? Leo is Leoing. What was the title of the?
When it's good, it's good.
It was like, dang, I would love to hear from other people or something. I want to be like, well, bitch. Sight girl, that was like playful, bitch.
It was jokes. It was jokes.
So, yeah, obviously, these episodes are being filmed on our YouTube.
Hello.
So we're here. Yeah. We're live. Just very
excited.
Some of us are queer.
Yes.
We're here. Yeah.
Two of us.
Two of us are queer.
One of us
and
is
queer.
I'm questioning.
And then TT.
Queer.
No, she's not.
Queer. I'm questioning.
You are. But really?
You know, she had Q for questioning.
Yes, yeah.
Q for questioning.
Oh. Q for questioning.
Okay.
We have this lovely voice over here, and I'm going to pass it to G for the intro.
Yes. I'm so excited. If y'all love to cook or you want to learn how to cook, you know, I watch Ratatouille on the plane here. I will always watch that show on
a
plane.
Great movie.
So shout out to Ratatouille, but more specifically in that movie, there's a quote that says, anybody can cook. Okay? Anyone can cook. So shout out to, I think, our very first chef on this episode or on this show.
This is true.
Alex, a.k.a. Just
Outside
Ed.
Of Down North, yeah.
Oh, yes, outside of Down North. Excuse me. Yes, we did. We did have the wonderful gentleman from Philly on. But welcome, everyone, to the show. Our own personal chef,
yes!
Hopefully
Alex,
soon comes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Alex, a.k.a. Just Add Hot Sauce.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So happy to have you.
I'm excited to be here. I mean, I feel like I'm like, my jaw is like hurting from smiling.
Because we're like,
smiling,
we're like
not second date.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We were neighbors.
Yes, we were neighbors.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Y'all were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right before I left.
We always see each other at Bravo.
That's right.
We really did.
Yeah.
And you know what? How we met, I was thinking, how we met when we were both at two completely different jobs. Remember someone introduced us.
Who was it?
My coworker. And my coworker introduced, and we went to lunch. And I was like, I like you.
It
and then we
Red
hung
Bull
out. And
meeting.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and shit, then I think Alex is from Maryland.
Silver Spring, MoCo.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we love a 301.
301.
You know, DMV is separate of Baltimore.
Yes, it's very separate.
It's very separate.
Baltimore separate.
Baltimore
separate.
It's Baltimore and the DMV. Right. And then I was like, I love her. And then I do just have to say, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud.
So proud of you. Especially in this panorama.
Right.
Yeah.
So actually, I want to hear you tell it.
Yes.
Of just like how, like I said, you were initially doing
marketing. Yeah.
And then you guys crossed paths actually at one company. You know, it's one degree of separation, basically. At Epiphany.
Oh, yes. She wasn't there when I was. It is one degree of separation.
Really?
I'm like, wait, what company?
Epiphany. Which job?
I have also worked everywhere.
Same. But no, Alex, how are you now? You went from marketing, like you said, to being a chef.
Oh my God.
What is this transition? How did this happen?
So, I mean, I might be, I had a couple drinks, so I might be long-winded.
That's okay. Girl, so do we.
So, like, let me know. Yes. Like, so
do we. What is it? What do they say at Clubhouse? What was it?
Land. Land the plane. We'll land let you know. Oh, you need to land. Land the plane.
Like, so, I guess from the beginning, like, I've been cooking since I was 12. And I loved cooking always because my mom was a single mom. When she divorced my dad, she didn't really know how to cook. And so when she moved to Maryland, she was like, well, I got to feed these kids.
Right.
And she just took a liking to cooking. And then whenever I was in the kitchen, I was so enamored. Mm. And, like, everything when she cooked, I was always in the kitchen helping her. And she was like, okay, like, I feel like you like to cook. So, like, I'll let you cook a dish, like, a weekend when I was 12. And so I started to bake first because I was really into baking. But I don't like to put, like, labels, but I'm dyslexic in math. So, like, for me, baking was really hard because it was just so...
It's precise.
It's very precise, but it would, like, the numbers would, like, fuck me up. And so I transitioned to, like, savory cooking. And my mom was like, okay, like, you can cook a recipe a weekend. Like, when people used to print recipes. Aww. And so I'd watch the Food Network all the time. So I'd print recipes and she would let me cook. And so that's... I originally wanted to go to culinary school, but she was like...
Pump your brakes.
So she was like, no. So I went to Hampton, but I was just still cooking. And then, yeah.
Wow. You was the child that your mama didn't have to force to be in the kitchen. Because my mother used to, you need to learn something.
Mine too.
Learn something. You just be like, bye.
We made an Alex dish to you. My mother is actually subscribed to your newsletter. Yeah. She literally one day was like, let me go look at Just Add Hot Sauce's list of things to make. Like,
yes.
I love that.
I tried to leave just like that as an adult. And she was like, no, you going to stand in here with me.
Yeah. Not as an adult.
And as an adult. Yeah, I was like, oh my, you got these oxtail tails, whatever, plural.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, she was like, no, you going to stand right in here and chop all these damn things, which, you know, they were amazing, but never again.
Oxtail takes a very long time.
Because it has to fall off the bone.
It takes a very long time.
It takes so long.
Yeah.
But I think what was super interesting about your journey, because you're skipping. I love the way she just was like, yeah, I was doing that. I was in the cook. I was in the kitchen cooking, chefing.
And I'm a chef.
She's like,
and
now,
I'm a chef.
And now I'm a chef.
I'll say the whole thing, but that's like so long-winded. I can say it. Or like,
I mean, well, I think the thing that you shared recently in your newsletter, the newsletter, when it almost brought a tear to my eye.
It did. Bring. I was on the plane.
You made the decision to leave your corporate job
to
go and do that full-time and how scary that was for you. And literally, I think you said in there, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So that, okay. So that, this is, might be long-winded.
That's
so
okay.
So I started my food blog in 2017. And of course, like, you don't really have a following, whatever. And so I started it and then I would post food pictures and you try not to compare yourself to like, oh my, how many likes would this do? Or like, how many, you know, how did this do? And I kind of got bogged down by like, that and looking at the analytics from the back end of my blog, and I was like, fuck, like, I don't know, like, maybe I'll just post fucking selfies, shit. Like, I was, like, getting exhausted. And so I kind of stopped. I moved back to New York, and then in 2018, I started at TE, and,
shout out to TE. Shout out to TE.
So then I started cooking with friends. And that was like, because I was like, I really just love to cook and I want to share because people were asking me like,
how
do you do this?
Actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're like, how do you do this? How do you cook or whatever? So I was like, oh, I think I'm going to start like a little digital presence like back to my food blog. So I went to a wedding in Italy. I came back and around that time, I think that was 2019. And I went to a cooking class at Institute of Culinary Education. And when I was there, everyone was like, you know a lot about food. And I was like, oh yeah, I really like to cook. Like, and it kind of like put a spark in my mind. I was like, oh damn, like maybe I can like do a cooking class. And so then came back and I told my boyfriend, I was like, I think I'm going to do a cooking class like in like next year. And he was like, fuck it, let's do it. And so 2020 came around and that was my first cooking class. And granted, 90% of the people who came were my coworkers, which I'm blessed.
That's beautiful.
Like, yeah, because like that. It's friends and family who support you first, right?
So, every time.
Yeah, so I did that, and then I remember I was home in Maryland. I told my best friends, I said, in 2020, I want to work for myself in the food industry, whatever that means. And then I did the cooking class, and I was like, this is my fucking year. Can I cuss?
Right? Absolutely. Of course. You listen to the damn show.
So I was like, this is my fucking year. I was like, I'm going to work for myself. And then the pandemic hit, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what happens now? And so I remember when our boss was like, okay, you're going to be working from home for the next 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, like I'm home or whatever. And I was like, well, let me just start cooking what I always do. And like all the recipes in my head and all the recipes I wanted to try and like from cookbooks and shit like that. So I just started kept posting. And I was like, just get out the fear of like, if it doesn't do well or like whatever. Yes. I was like, just keep
ignore
posting.
The likes.
Ignore the likes. And I was like, this is what I love to do. So whatever. I was like, because me and my boyfriend were home. I'm like, I gotta eat. Whatever. Right. I spent a ridiculous amount of money on food.
I actually wondered how. I was like, her bills have to be
during COVID
insane because you were making insane stuff. It was so like three square meals a day.
Yeah,
like it
was going in.
Yeah, because I was just like, I just want to keep like because I was traveling so much for work, and I was like, I just want to keep cooking. Like this is what I want to do. So then that. My following kept growing, and then people started cooking my recipes, and then I was like, okay, well, I started posting just the pictures, and then I started posting the recipes in the caption, and then my big sister was like, you have a food blog, you should upload the recipes, and I was like, oh, I don't know if people will, like, go to the food blog, like, from Instagram.
And this is still 2020.
This is still 2020, and so I was like, okay, let me just keep uploading the recipes to my food blog, and then that happened, and then my following kept growing, and then partnerships and private cooking classes, and then I had a panic attack in January of 2021, and that was fucking awful.
Really?
And yeah, it was like, because I was bound.
You didn't share that on the blog, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I don't think I remember,
yeah, I don't remember
you.
This. Yeah.
And you were really vulnerable about where you were when you decided to take that leap of faith. You spoke about, you know, your experience with food and how you loved it and how you know, you were not shy about saying, no, this just shit is scary as fuck.
No,
so
I don't
recall you.
And right. That was so amazing.
I literally
and
had tears in my eyes.
No, I did. Yeah. I had tears. I was on a plane.
We were talking about with each other and reading that newsletter and like just taking
terrified.
That leap of faith.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Like I was terrified, but like cause you know, with work, we're entertainment industry, right?
Yeah. It's stressful.
So like, I was juggling just that hot sauce because I was still trying to, like, grow everything and then balancing work and, like, love TE, but, like, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
And so I remember literally, like, you know, Slack was going off, emails were going off, texts were going off.
I hate Slack.
Slack fucking.
Oh, they know I won't. I refuse to get on it. I hate it.
I hate Slack.
So I remember I was trying to, because, like, now with, like, food, you have to post or, like, shoot during the day because of the sunlight. Because, like, the food is best pictured in the sunlight, right?
Come on, getting into the angles and the lighting.
Okay. Any aspiring food bloggers, peep that. She just dropped a gem.
Okay.
Yes, during the daylight.
Yeah, post during the daylight. Also, and I think, no, you could see it, though. You would literally start posting you were cooking for yourself, and then it would be like this partnership, this partnership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it then happened you started, so organically.
It did, and then it was like when you started like posting stuff that people were sending. And so, and I think that's the great thing. Like, we literally saw your journey in coronavirus. Like, we saw
and
it
I
all.
And I leaned into it. I was like, if I don't like use this time to like pour into myself, I'm just going to keep working for the man. No, no shade, right. But like, you know, like I'm just going to keep working for somebody else and I'd rather do it for myself.
Right.
So I was like, and once I had that panic attack, I was like, oh, it's really time to go.
Because this was work related.
It was work related.
Got it.
So I was juggling just that hot sauce. And I think I was trying to shoot something, but it was really busy.
Yeah.
And so I remember Slack was the ding, whatever that fucking word is. I hate that notification. And literally, like, my hand started shaking. I was like, I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to take a break for a second. And then I got up, and I had, like, a glass of water. I threw it at the wall.
Oh, my God.
And like, it was, like, movie style.
It was, like because I just, I was getting hot, and, like, my hands were starting to shake, so I threw it at the wall, and I was literally on my bathroom floor, like, tears. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend came in. He was like, what is happening? I was like, I just need a second. And, like, and after that, I was like, fuck it, Alex. I was like, I'm going to take this leap of faith. I'm going to get to my savings goal. And that's it.
And,
I mean, it, it can't,
came a couple months after.
Right, but it happened.
That's all right.
So sometimes that's how life works, where it's like that moment in time, you'll always remember that.
Yeah.
And being that pivotal moment
yeah.
to being like, I'm going to take care of Alex because this fucking job is stressing me out.
And I wasn't happy anymore.
Right.
I wasn't learning. And so like there was essentially nothing wrong with my job.
Right.
But I was like, I love cooking, and however that's going to make me money or whatever, I'm going to do that. So.
Oh. And your job actually supported that,
yeah,
right?
They did. I mean, they knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I called. Susan was the first person I called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
love
like.
Her. Shout out to Susan. We love you, girl.
She hired me.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning because I cried the night before. And I woke up and God was like, this is it. And I texted her. I was like, hey. She called me right away. She was like, what's happening?
I know something. Yeah. Yeah. Usually know.
Intuitive.
Like, I feel something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something's happening.
Yeah.
But I think, and again, like you said, that breakdown moment is sometimes you have to get to that point to really, really, because of course you're going to like teeter and go back and forth and be unsure. But like that literal breakdown moment is like, all right, no, I cannot do this anymore. Like,
yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah. No.
And you talked a bit too about your boyfriend. He comes up in the story. Such a nice gentleman. I've met him a couple times.
Wait, do you remember? I'm sorry, real quick. I have to say, because it's so funny. Y'all weren't even dating. When we went out, we went to your friend's house, and you were like, oh, girl, just this nigga.
Right.
Oh, wait, where was it?
This is like five. How long have we been together? Four years?
4 years.
So it was 4 years ago. Oh, and he came, and you were like, no, I'm just talking to this nigga. It's just this nigga.
And now,
so when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is your nigga, though. Like, okay, yeah. Like, literally, when I saw it, I was like, oh, they are still together.
I love it. Oh, he eats good. Is he a sous chef? Or like, what does that look like?
My taste tester.
Okay.
Yes, call my taste tester.
He's my sous chef sometimes because I'm very hard-headed. I'm a Taurus. So
it's your kitchen.
It's my kitchen.
He got to stay out of it.
I hate when anyone's in the kitchen with me.
Okay.
Like,
really? Do you let anyone else cook besides your mom?
He's a great cook. He's a great cook. So I let him cook. But I think because the kitchen is so small, like no one can be like, I'm like,
fair.
By the time I open the fucking refrigerator, like it's crowded.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
So what's the conversation with him when you decide to work for yourself? I just think in my own situation and being like coming to 6'6 Poppy and being like, okay, I'm going to quit my job and do the podcast full time.
So it actually started to affect my relationship because I knew in my head, I was like, oh, I think I want to quit. But I remember he said to me, because like my job is stressful. And so I started to, even though we were home, I started to bring that home. Mm-hmm. Even, you know.
You do.
You start to bring that home. Yeah. So he said to me, he was like, you know, this is a lot for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was juggling like my food blog and then like work. And I was just like, yeah, I was like, it's really getting to me. And so I said to him one day, I was like, I think I'm going to quit my job. He was like, okay. He was like, well, you know, funds. And I had six to eight months of expenses in my mind. I was like, okay, like, if he was to leave me or we break up, like, and I can
you
support,
gotta think like that, okay.
I can support myself. I was like, okay, like, what does that look like?
Right.
And so he was like, listen, he was like, have a plan. And that was the only thing. I only told him and like my friend. I didn't tell my mom.
Stand a supportive mate.
Yeah.
That's
the only way. I don't even think that it's not even possible if you don't have a supportive mate. Like it's literally
shout out
not.
To the supporting mates out there. We love y'all.
Okay, we love you.
So you mentioned that you left your job because you were leaving your job, obviously because you were stressed, but you were no longer learning, which I think a lot of people kind of like experience that, you know, in whatever levels of work that they get, you know, when you're ready for that next moment, whether you get a promotion or you leave or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So as a chef now, what is the relationship between like learning for you? Is it because you've cooked so many things, right? But I'm assuming you haven't cooked everything. So what does that look like?
I learn every day, like every day. Cause like one, I love salt. So I'm like, cause salt brings out flavor, but like I'm a salty person. Like I love fucking salt. So like sometimes like my boyfriend be like, that's a little salty. Like, so it's like you're learning, especially with food, like you're learning every day. There's some days where I'm like, okay, like that didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to in my head with the flavors. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, that wasn't really good. Or this was really fucking good. Yeah. So I learn every, like, I literally am always learning. I'm always buying cookbooks. I'm always, like, watching the Food Network, Cooking Channel, YouTube, all of that, just to, like, perfect everything. Because I don't cook everything, you know? Yeah. I try to because I want to, but. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I die. Right.
I don't believe you be watching like Contessa at like 8 a.m.
I wake up to watch Food Network.
I hit her one day and was like, I need to start waking up.
I love waking
Alex
up early.
Will be up at 5:30 walking around Brooklyn with her coffee.
I love it.
And like fully up and already at went 5:30. To Shipwreck. I'm like,
I'm a morning person. Early. Wait, what's Shipwreck?
It's a seafood market.
Oh,
it's black-owned. Black and Puerto Rican owned. But like black owned, yeah. But like black owned, because we're all black. Listen, okay. That's a whole nother topic. But like black owned and like fresh fish.
We went past it yesterday.
That's right. It's so good. Hold
on. I don't know what Gina's. Oh, okay. I literally.
Gina, oh wait, you talking about right by my old place, my first apartment on. Oh
no,
got it.
No, it's no? Not, no.
She was high, y'all.
She was high. We literally went through there. Alyssa was like, yeah. Oh my
god. Sorry.
It's so good.
Okay.
Shout out to Shipwreck.
Yeah, Shipwreck. Hey, Joey. It's so good.
Oh my god.
I want to play a game with you.
What game?
So I'm going to let you actually pick because as a listener of the show.
Yes, I'm a listener.
So
shout out to Oprah Rose.
Thank you, baby.
The real podcast. The realest.
Alex wants us to have smoke.
Okay.
She said the real.
And I'm all like gang, gang, gang,
right,
gang.
Right, right, right.
You guys, no, but seriously, like I've been listening for a while now and like you guys are, yes, I'm privy because like I know you guys, but like you talk about real fucking shit.
Real
and like,
life shit.
Real opinions. Like, no matter where you work, like, you talk about real shit. That's what I really appreciate.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
A lot. I told you, I'm on the subway. I'm like, oh,
we
bitch.
Received this love.
It's for real. For real. So, congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank so you so much.
Okay.
Amberdashian.
Okay.
Or Lori Amberdashian. Or we'll do Fuck, Kill, Mary.
Wait, what's Amberdashian game?
You said you listened to the show.
I do. Okay, yes. But I've been drinking.
I'm
going
to explain it. So it's a game of come up.
Okay.
G does actually the best explanation.
I wanted another person to explain it. But okay, so it's the game of come up based off of strategy and off of the men that you date in entertainment.
Okay, right? Let's do that one.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we give clear examples, right? So for the namesake Dashian Kim Kardashian, and how she essentially came into, you know, the entertainment industry based off of the men that she dated. One being Ray J, her first marriage or second marriage. We don't really count her first marriage.
Right.
She was married to Reggie Bush. That was her boyfriend.
Don't count the producer.
We don't count the producer. No. We don't even count second marriage. Actually,
Kim married three.
Kanye was her third marriage.
Chris Humphries, right?
Chris Humphries, because that got annulled like after 45 days or some shit like that. So we don't really count him. We just go straight to Reggie Bush. Like that was her strategy.
Were they married?
No, I would say that was a significant relationship for her as it pertains to like her stardom.
Although
and people
he
paying
married
attention
someone
to,
that looked just like her.
He did marry someone who looked. He played himself.
That's so sick. Does he still play football?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
Or did he done? He's done.
No, he doesn't.
He's done now.
Oh.
He has a Heisman trophy.
You said they reinstated
it? I did see that. They reinstated it.
Oh, I forgot they took that away.
Yeah, they took it away for like some NCAA or something like that, rules or something. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Was it him talking or like talking to... Okay, and now that the kids can get their checks, shout out to them. Finally, it was given slavery in real life.
It's literally given slavery.
Reggie Bush was her second significant relationship, and then finally her creme de la creme, Kanye West, you know they went divorced
I thought they were going to work.
Right.
I don't watch the Kardashians, but that
it's a black household. We don't watch it either.
Like that reunion, I saw a clip. I was like, "That's real." And she was like, She was like, "We didn't agree on a lot of things, but like now I want whatever the little things." I was like, "Oh,
Oh yeah, I did see.
Yeah,
that,
that was vulnerable.
Okay, so I used to watch the Kardashians.
Same.
Yeah, and I may or may not have watched an old episode while eating a quarter pounder 2 weeks ago. But I have not seen a new episode in a really long time. So I need to find this reunion. I'm gonna watch it.
It's not bad.
It seems like the reunion is actually worth digesting.
Yeah,
it might because it's the last season, right? That family is just so fucked. I'm sorry. And then now we're going over tangent on the Kardashians. But then did y'all see Lamar Odom commented on Khloé's picture.
Oh yes, and then Tristan had the nerve to snap.
But you know, I didn't see what he said.
So he Lamar Odom. So Khloé posted a photo of her with a bikini on, and Lamar was like still looking good or something. Yeah. That botched body.
Khloé
still looking good.
God bless her.
She has insecurity issues, y'all.
Girl, who don't take a number?
Literally,
ask the role that is. Ask my pants that don't fit.
My cancer. Shout out to Khloé Kardashian.
Anywho,
but this is my thing. Why don't they admit that they had surgery?
Right, we know. It would be so much, and that's the thing. I feel like they would be so much more likable if they just be real. Like everything is so fake and like constructed for them.
Yeah,
like that's the one thing. Like, bitch, you had a whole. You are OJ's kid, and you look completely different.
Is not OJ's kid.
She is OJ's kid. Have you not seen Side by Side? That is OJ's kid.
She has a whole different face.
She's a whole new face. Like, what? Yeah. Girl,
she admitted to her nose on the reunion. She admitted to her nose.
That's more than a nose.
You got to admit to everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. She got lipo in her. Her whole chin is chiseled.
Everything.
Like, she would chisel her whole jaw. Anyway.
Do you have an issue with us?
I do. That's my sister.
Girl.
Why? Because she's a cancer.
Everybody's voice is never mad. Everybody's voice is just like, girl.
She is an appropriator.
They
all are absolute appropriators.
But then basically, real quick. So Tristan then said he's like, basically, Tristan had smoke for Lamar.
What do you say? Came back once.
That's right. That's why it wasn't even smoke. Yes.
God brought you back once. It won't happen the same way.
How do you know what Tristan said under Khloé Kardashian's post?
He follows the shade room.
It was a mess.
My mouth dropped. He said that to me.
He said that. I had to read it 5 times because I was like, what?
His part-time job is cheating on Khloé Kardashian, so I'm trying to understand why he care.
Okay.
Whoop. They say he do that better than basketball.
He do that better than fucking basketball.
You have such a nice voice.
I mean, granted, I'm losing it right now.
And he said that so shady. Like, first of all, it was so shady and it sounded so good.
It's so sexual.
It was giving like Lenny Green on The Quiet Storm. Yeah. Like, it's not even that bad. It was giving Dion. Yeah, it was giving Dion. I love it.
Hey. So, we need your list.
Okay. All that to say,
we need your three people. Now some guests, some former guests who have been in relationships just so that they don't, you know, muddy the words, but obviously all of this is for play and jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of people do still like will make their person to be their like end of the day or the person that they marry. So no pressure.
Oh wait,
but
okay,
if you feel like you want to do that, that is okay. You will not be like eliminated. There's no wrong way to play this game.
Yeah, I think
we do ask that you have
G's end of the day, for instance, never changes. It's
always
Puff.
Even though he's a psychopath,
I'm picking.
Your first person is think of it this way. The first person is the person that's going to get you in the shade room.
Yeah.
Your second person is like, she's actually here. She's
You're on
cute.
Covers of magazines now. Mm-hmm.
Like Ciara. You're getting booked. Ciara was giving
Future.
Bow Wow.
It was Future.
Then Future. Future was definitely her second. And then her end of the day is Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh no, Ciara, 50 Cent.
Oh yes, I forgot 50 about
50 Cent.
That was a fling.
The fling was low-key with everybody,
like,
though.
Together. 50 was for the streets.
I can't
a
leave
bit.
Him alone.
Yeah,
drop my Kimmy Nemo.
She make music with everybody she date.
She's smart.
Oh, yeah, she does make music.
She said, I need to label
that's
clear.
That's Ciara's best album's the one with Future. Where'd you go?
Absolutely.
Okay. So he's actually like. One of mine.
I know you lying. No, I don't think anybody has ever used the body.
You gonna start with
really?
Future? I really like it. Future. Yeah, I was like,
I mean, you get like on the map. That's actually like, very strategic.
I really love Future.
People know Des Dior because
he's like a fuckboy, but like, I'm just like.
But he's probably really romantic because he's a Scorpio.
I mean,
you're
going to get roses like everybody else.
Yeah. You're going to get roses. Drink Scorpio. You're going to get the Dodgers game.
Cuss me out for a second. Cuss me out. So I love Future.
That's really good. Future.
He's fine, but like not. Like, he's fine with his glasses.
He's not traditionally fine, but he's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because he has great bone structure. Yeah. He has amazing bone structure.
And, like, he's always, his like, drunk or, like, high.
Yeah, it's randomly. But,
he
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his dreads. I mean, my band has dreads, but, like, I really love
Future. Oh, she got a type.
But I don't like guys with dreads. It was, like, a thing.
No, I'm telling you, the way it was literally like that first time that he was just coming. I think we were like going someplace else. She was like, girl, just this nigga. He kind of whole man.
Now look, whole man.
Future.
Yeah, he does look like Future a tiny bit because he has good bone structure too.
No, but people say he looks like Kanye West. It's fucking.
Really?
Kanye with dreads.
Right. I'm like, without. Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Like, people say like Kanye West. I'm like,
Okay. Who's your second person?
I like ugly guys. Okay. Not ugly, but like Future's not ugly, but like he's not like your traditional.
I would say traditional.
So, yeah. I'd be cute. Liking a little ugly niggas too.
Funny looking cute.
Oh, nobody want them. Until you be with them.
Oh my God.
And then everybody want them.
Everybody want them.
Ain't that
be? Somebody was saying, what's his name? What's that little comedian? Andre. What's the little comedian that has like the hair? He was in that movie. That we were watching, Mouse.
There you go with the story telling again.
Andre. What's his name? Andre. The one that was in that show that's like not a show with Tiffany Haddish. Eric Andre.
Who's that? He's
a comedian.
With the hair? Light skin?
And apparently he'd be like pulling bitches. Like he's dated all these people. He's dated.
I gotta look him up.
I guess I would say Michael B. Jordan, but like that's like the safe choice.
Yeah.
That's all right, because if he broke up. Cause this is strategy, right? So
right.
you get
strategy.
You leave Future. Wow, that's actually really good because it's giving like Lori Harvey adjacent.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, him and Lori break up or whatever, damn, and you now you with him. So it's like,
right?
Yeah. Well, she dates.
She has Future.
Everyone.
She does date everyone.
No shade. But good. Listen, she's young.
She picks
yeah, she's young.
In.
She can do
she's
that. Yeah. yeah.
It's called dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's called dating.
It is.
I think
Absolutely.
Michael B. Jordan used to be in mine. He also just seems so boring. But he, like you said, he seems like a safe. But he seems so boring.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
He's safe.
Unbelievably
he's very
boring.
Safe. I'm trying to think. You know, I actually really like this. Is very weird.
This?
Young Thug. It's so.
There go the dreads again.
That's your end of the day, Young Thug.
Wait, is
your end of the day?
No, not end of the day.
Oh, it's our second.
Oh, that's your second person. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. I find him very, like.
She got a type, y'all.
I think she does have a type.
I
see
the
personality of Thug.
Drug dealers are attracted to me. No, they are. I don't know if like Future or like Young Thug are drug dealers.
Because you're going to give them a nice good meal and they don't know when they're coming home.
Because you're from Maryland. We just had this conversation yesterday about how all the PG and Mo County girls used to go to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
find
was
them
thing.
A nigga and like, and then just like go back home. We literally, and I had this conversation yesterday. Yeah, it was like a thing.
They're very drugs-y.
My man is from MoCo and I'm from Baltimore. Oh, okay. I may have sold drugs.
Ooh.
I may have sold drugs.
You're going to jail. You're going to prison.
Wow. I may or may not have sold drugs. I love it.
Come on, 29. I'm off 29 too.
So who is your end of the day?
If you say mine, I'm throwing my glass.
Who's yours? Wait.
Mine is always Drake.
See, Drake is like too pretty.
Yeah.
But like not that pretty.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's prettier.
Because that first face.
Right.
You know, before his little tweaks.
Drake is cute. Drake beard is cute.
Right.
But he's not your end of the day, I feel like. Who's her?
No.
He's given like athlete or something.
Gang, gang!
So is it a football player?
It's a football player.
Okay.
Odell,
I love
Beckham,
Alex so
Ginger.
Much, y'all.
Not Ginger, Junior.
She
not
said
Junior.
Obell,
Odell Beckham Jr.
Ginger.
Odell Beckham Jr.
I love
oh my
that.
God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or a white man, but white men don't like me.
Really?
They don't. So they either like very light-skinned women, like kind of like ambiguous race, or very beautiful, dark skin women.
Yeah.
It's, I think there's no room for in between. It's very it's giving much other. Like, it's like, you're from America. So I don't know. That was probably, you know.
Is that okay? What's okay? You're a beautiful black man.
It is okay. Yeah.
You said you were.
Fuck it.
I've been on a date with a white guy one time. I blew that shit. I think I talked about that on this show.
I'm sure
I
did.
How was that?
I don't remember. I was fucked up. And that's because why I was so nervous. And I got trashed. And he was just like.
Why was you nervous?
Because I never dated a white guy before, so I didn't know what to expect. I mean, listen, it wasn't that. It was just like, I just didn't.
You didn't know what to expect.
It
was something new.
I am relating to Alex, right? Because I am not, I typically don't get like hit on by white men. And so when he hit on me, I was like, oh shit, wow, like, damn. Okay.
Do white men, do they hit on other people? I feel like white girls are just
They do.
They get hit on by white men all the time.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my God. All the time. Okay.
Really?
All the time. Like, my friend Amy, she gets hit on by white men all the time. And my friend Kelly. And they're light skin, dark skin.
Mm.
No in between?
No in between. Wow. So interesting.
Mm, okay.
I don't think I've ever been hit on by a white man.
Been hit on by a white man.
No.
Well, I made out with one when I was 18.
Never did that. I was always, I'm good.
So,
you good? Where you at?
Yeah.
I heard that. He said, I got my African king.
Okay. Literally, okay.
Literally. Literally. Yeah, literally my African Nigerian king.
I love that. Ooh, okay. The coochie is for niggas only? Okay.
The coochie is for niggas only?
The K-E-W-C-H-I-E.
I'm dead.
Oh, spell the coochie.
I had to spell it like Baltimore.
Okay.
Hey, Baltimore.
So, Alex, what would you tell your younger self?
To trust yourself more, and everything will work out. As cliche as that is, but I wish I trusted myself more in all of that stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, trust yourself more.
Daily.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Tomorrow. Today. Yeah,
literally.
Probably next
Still
week.
Still telling myself that.
Still. Yeah. Listen. Every day.
Every.
Trust the journey.
Trust the journey. Seriously. Yes, because that's you never know. Like, when I quit my job, I kind of didn't really have much of a plan. I had savings, but I didn't have really much of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not take it away for anything.
I mean, some of the best decisions come from impulse decisions.
Yeah. It was an impulse. It definitely was an impulse.
I mean, the panic attack and then that. So, in a way.
It was very much like, this is my plan of quitting.
Mm.
I will figure it out along the way. But me betting on myself, like, if I'm not going to bet on myself now, because I can always get a job. Like, right. I can always go back to marketing.
Right.
But, like, if I don't take the time to bet on myself, then now, I'm going to just keep
now's the time.
What am I doing?
You given the opening, what is it, like, manifesto of Tyler, the Creator's Run It Up.
Oh, okay.
Like, I ain't never had anxiety.
I
was always sure of myself.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yes.
These niggas fell off in high school.
Yes. We going to run it up.
Yeah, that's
I was nervous. And not sure.
I'm sure he was nervous, too, but yes, yes.
Y'all niggas peaked in high school.
Okay.
What do you know for sure?
Oh, wow, this is when the Oprah comes in.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
I love you so much, Alex.
Oh, my God. What do I know for sure? Oh, shit. Love. I have love all in my life. And I know that, like, love and community will keep me through. And God, but love. That's what surrounds everything.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's what I know for sure. And I'll ferret the fuck out.
Love that.
And I love that.
Right? I love that too.
Right?
Wow.
Love having you here. This was great.
It was. Alex, what do you have coming up? Because I think you have, where can we catch you?
Yes.
I think you have some things coming up.
So, I have a product coming out soon.
Yes.
I'm excited about.
The dolls love a product. Okay. That's love. Where the coin is at.
Love a product. But yeah, you can catch me on Instagram. Just Add Hot Sauce _. And I'll be there.
Yes.
And I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'm just so elated that we were able to have you on.
Oh, I'm. Listen, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
We love you.
Love you, Bo.
So thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course.
Thank you for coming.
The best podcast.
Alex gonna have us out here fighting. We have to get some brass knuckles fucking around with you.
Oh yeah, I do want some too.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.